Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, as this YouTube channel has been demonetized. And I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind. Especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have Ellen. She said in her first article that cheating on her husband made her a better mother, and her children are happier. But in the second article, she says she feels inferior to her son's friend's parents, because they're rich and married, and she's poor and divorced. When she was married, her husband was keeping her back from riding a Chad, no doubt. Now that she's a single mother, she's realizing that she's made a blunder. She should have just started swinging with her husband. Then everything would have been avoided. Up next, we have Autumn, and she says that all men should start off in jail and then prove their way out. But who's going to put all those men in prison? Also, imagine if men said this same thing about women. Better yet, what if we said that all women should start wearing chastity belts that only the patriarchy controls the key to, and then it'll only be taken off once the woman proves that she's worthy because she's not a slur? Number three is how men have de-evolved over the last 30 years. Well, at least the liberal men have. No wonder the women are putting them in the friend zone. Plus, they don't need a backseat on their scooter to have a woman sitting there because these guys look increasingly incelerific. But is this ride really all that bad because it holds 700 pounds and goes 50 miles an hour with a 50-mile range? Moving on, for decades now, husbands and boyfriends have been paying women's student loan debts. Mike is a boss, though, because he took his girlfriend's credit card and used it to pay his tuition off. And then he told her that he appreciates it, but is sorry because he didn't actually know she didn't have any savings. But then he goes on and says it's actually her fault. Sounds like she wasn't investing enough in the relationship, so he forced her hand. Women do this sort of thing to men all the time, and we never complain about it. And yet when a man does it, it has to be publicized. Number five is Yseth, and first she says guys that watch corn in a relationship are a big turnoff. But then later she gets her Lonely Fans page going and asks the question, you know what that means? That means she's creating the problem for other women that will be turned off by their relationship partner because of the corn the guy watches. This is what I mean when I say that women are like a snake eating its own tail. Their hypocrisy will lead them to ruin. Up next, this guy sounds like a compulsive gambler. He stole his girlfriend's $10,000 to place a bet and won $100. Now she's furious because he only gave her $10,000 and also wants another $40. He should have just given her an extra couple hundred bucks. I'm sure that by her logic, since it was all her money placing the bet, I wouldn't be surprised if she asked for all the money. That's what the typical woman would do. Number seven, we have some random woman wondering why Justin Bieber is happier to be in jail rather than standing next to her. Maybe it's because this world has become so gynocentric that jail has become the only real free place for men to go these days. Too bad there are women invading it in the form of prison guards. You also know they'll definitely be loving him in prison. Odds are, though, he was just on drugs. Moving on, we have a man going to prison for 4 years for raping a masked intruder in his home. That thief will never break and enter again because one of his victims broke into his sphincter barrier and entered him. But I really wonder how bad this rape charge really was. Maybe he just grazed the guy's arm without consent. Moral of the story is, don't break into a gay man's house unless you like gay sex. Number nine, we have a disgruntled baby that's upset because his mother has found him a fifth stepdad. He kind of looks like a ghetto Chucky doll. The other four guys before him were probably slayed by Little Waldo here while they slept, because just like the Highlander, there can only be one. This little crack baby just cracks me up. Here's another illustration of what happened. She slept with a dude for the tingles instead of how much his pockets jingle. Up next is an illustration of how traditional women control men. They do it through food. They overfeed you with great home cooking and then complain when you get fat. First they complain you should be eating more of their food, and then later they complain that you should be eating less of it. This grandson is passing the shit test though because he's not getting fatter. Modern women can't use this technique though because many of them don't even know how to boil an egg. Number 11, back in the 80s, gay guys looked like perverts with creepy mustaches, and the straight men wore their hair long and glittery clothing. Today the incels look like the guy on the left, and the trans women look like the men on the right. Then again, I keep hearing that trans people are the newest incels these days. Number 12 is a guy telling a girl he's out on a date with that he's rich. Moments after he says this, she's in his lap, but then he corrects her by saying that he's talking about his name. That's probably how Rich Cooper starts all of his dates, too. Yes, women want money, but they'll only react like this if the guy is 6 feet tall and attractive, too. Also, imagine telling your kids that this is how I met your mother. Number 13 is a woman being all happy because she gets all the creamy pies that she wants now, especially now that the guy's gotten a vasectomy. But just remember, it's not going to keep her from getting knocked up. It's just going to change the color of the baby. She also kind of reminds me of a discount Siri doll. That's a corn actress that I would have gone for without the tattoos back when she was in her prime, before she got a boob job to reduce her massive mammaries. Moving on, this guy unlocked a new level of incel by getting caught copulating with a cow. The cow farmers were suspicious that the animals were being abused, so they installed alarms and caught him literally with his pants down. I always wondered what happened to my ex-wife, and it looks like at least she found love again. Ironically, this guy described himself on Twitter as a Chad who hates incels. The only thing I wonder about is what made the farmer suspicious that the cows were being abused in the first place. Number 15 is a guy posting a sign saying that women's sports are not a retirement plan for failed male athletes. For years, we've sat back and watched women invade male spaces, and now that men in disguise are doing it, it now needs to be stopped. Isn't it also interesting how you never see women pretending to be men and participating in men's sports? Up next is a woman that's bitter that her ex ended up financially better off than her after their divorce. She says that she's working through her anger. Gee, I wonder who filed in the first place. In this case, probably the husband, because she brags that she was cheating on him. Even if she was the one that filed, it's still her fault either way. Oh look, it's the consequences of her actions showing up at the front door. Don't we all love happy endings? Number 17, Kevin Costner's wife is saying that $129,000 a month isn't fair, and demands more from him to keep the children comfortable. If they want comfort, then they can go live with their dad. After this, she said that she would actually want to go out and get a job to make ends meet, because she's suffering with so little money. But what he now pays her in a month, she won't be making in an entire year. Moving on, you know the obesity epidemic is out of control when there's an accidental shooting after a woman hides a weapon in her fat folds. I wonder if it was the titty or the clitty that pulled the trigger. I wonder how big her fat folds were, and if the boomstick in question was actually an AR. We all know what fat rolls are, but what the hell are fat folds? Are they the place that women make their cheese? Number 19 was one of the best-looking actresses in the late 90s. Now she's ready to settle down. Looks like she's had a partial HIV stroke on her face. Hopefully Charlie Sheen didn't give it to her. There's also the issue of too much Botox and surgery. When she smiles in the third photo down below, her face still looks like it's frowning. There's probably all kinds of booze and drugs that also did this. But if you really want to know what happened to her, it was just Charlie Sheen. Up next is another celebrity, Leonardo DiCaprio, saying that if you don't believe in climate change, then you shouldn't be holding political office. Meanwhile, Charlie Kirk says that DiCaprio is unfit to even complain about energy consumption when he has enormous mansions, private jets, and mega yachts. Woke leftists are projecting on everyone else that they are the problem, so that no one points at them first. Remember, Leo, when you point at the peons, three of your fingers are pointing back at you. Number 21 is a woman that passes off as a police officer these days. But I don't think she could even catch a donut rolling down a street. How is she supposed to catch a criminal on foot? There's a joke where a bunch of campers are being chased by a bear. And the punchline is, you don't have to outrun the bear. All you have to do is outrun the slowest camper. If you're a criminal, then all you have to do is outrun the thinnest police officer. This could also be Chief Wiggum after his transition. Moving on, we have a couple of girls from Ukraine that were twerking on their father's grave. He died fighting in the war and the Ukrainian government has arrested them. And it looks like they'll be going to prison for 5 years for desecrating a grave. Imagine dying for your country and your grave is now background for thoughts trying to get some online attention. Number 23 is a sex therapist that sleeps with her clients to save their marriages. I think there's definitely another term for this. Oh, that's right. Prostitute. How she got away with promoting herself in the New York Post is beyond me. They're now turning into Backpage before our very eyes. Does any woman out there want to pretend to be my wife so I can partake in this woman's services? Up next, it looks like there's a rumor that Jennifer Lawrence will be playing a live-action Tinkerbell. Maybe she'll make us swell. Looks like they'll replace the minority actress in the role because it looks like Disney is smart enough to want to make some money again. But it's Disney, so you know the Tinkerbell will be a lesbian or something. How about making a new story instead of just endless remakes? Number 25 in this week's last one is the real reason why Amy Schumer was dropped off the Barbie movie. I can think of £100 worth of reasons. Another reason includes donuts, lots and lots of donuts. And not to mention she looks like she's gonna scare a whole bunch of children. But the number one reason was that the studios actually wanted to make money. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers in the algorithm. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.